KIOI. But you can call us Indy 1015.
Hamilton's home for alternative.
Hi, this is Megan Parnell from Bywater Call, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's keep the music coming.
Bywater Call, they know how to put out great music, and they will be one of the many, many bands that will be performing at the Kitchener Blues Festival, August 4th and 7th. Let's hear one of their tunes, and then we will have a chat with Claude Cloutier, Artistic Director of the Kitchener Blues Festival.
Gearing up for the return of live music festivals, and one of the best and the biggest is just around the corner, the Kitchener Blues Festival, August 4th through 7th. And joining us is Claude Cloutier, Artistic Director of the Kitchener Blues Festival. Great chatting with you, Claude. It's going to be a great festival.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about how this all works. You've got multiple stages.
Yes, I guess we've had this format since 2009, I believe, or 10, where we have three stages, one in the park at Victoria Park under a big tent, and one downtown in front of City Hall, and the BIA stage is a little further up the King Street on the corner of Frederick and King. But, all of these stages are within 5 minutes of each other, a 5-minute walk, so and no sound bleed, so it's working well for us, and it's quite urban.
And the festival is all free except for the Thursday night. So what goes on the Thursday night, the kickoff night?
We established Thursday night as a fundraiser for the Kitchener Blues Festival. And that's our only ticketed night. And we've had a multitude of bands over the years. This year we've got Sam Roberts and opening up will be a Whitehorse. So we're pretty excited about that.
Wow, that's a great kickoff. So walk us through some of the major acts on the weekend, if you can. I know you can't get to all of them because there's over 50, if I'm correct.
There's probably more than that if we're including all of our 12-bar blues programs and workshops. And we've got a small stage this year that's we're calling it a street beat stage, and it's downtown on King Street playing in front of a multitude of patios. So that's pretty exciting, and that should add to the excitement. Well, this year we're you know, we'll always be a blues festival, but a little over 50% of our programming is blues this year. However, we do appeal to a broad range of people who like a variety of music, like rock. Well, this year we've got J.J. Wild coming. Well, she's from Kitchener. However, she's we were very fortunate to have her at the festival because she won a Juno a couple of years ago, and she's making a lot of noise. She's been played a lot on rock stations and indie stations. We have legacy band, Canadian legacy band Sloan performing right after J.J. Wild. David Wilcox, of course, is playing. We have him up every 3 years. I think this might be his sixth or seventh appearance at the Kitchener Blues Festival. He's playing on Saturday afternoon at the YNC stage in front of City Hall. He's a recipient of our Mel Brown Award this year. And of course, the Mel Brown Award is given to somebody who has contributed to the success of our blues festival, as well as contributing to the blues in general. Well, David definitely did contribute to the success of our festival, and people in this region really, really like this guy. So he's going to be accepting the Mel Brown Award at 3:30 in the afternoon on August the 6th. And we've got the Headstones, which is a punky rock band that'll be headlining on Saturday night. Of course, the Fabulous Thunderbirds at that stage on Sunday closing out. We've got Texas Hill, which is quite exciting. That's a band out of New Hampshire. Texas Hill, they're not anywhere near Texas. It's they're named after a street in New Hampshire that they were living on. So they decided to call themselves that. But these three guys are like runners up in The Voice and America's Got Idol. So these three guys can really sing, and people will really enjoy that. The Drive-By Truckers are going to be performing, headlining that night. And of course, we have Samantha Fish, who had to leave her engagement with us because of conflicting schedules with recording her next album and having studio time. So she had to pull out. But we did replace her with an interesting band. I don't know if it's general knowledge yet, but, you know, the New Pornographers, which will appeal to certainly a lot of people in their 30s and 40s. They've been around for 20-odd years and quite unique. I mean, Rolling Stone deemed that one of their records in 2007 was probably one of the top 100 album rock albums of the decade. So we're pretty excited. They've got a huge fan base, so we're excited to have them there. And of course, we love the blues, and Ronnie Baker Brooks and Coco Montoya will be performing at the BIA stage on Saturday. And those guys are getting together to do a tribute to Albert Collins right after to headline that evening at the BIA stage. So it should be pretty, it should be a lot of fun.
And then from Australia, one of my favorite artists, Lucky Dolly, is coming.
Yes, Lucky Dolly will be performing on Friday at the BIA stage at 9:15, I believe. He's played our festival now. This will be his third time. We really like this guy. He's entertaining. And of course, you like him. And he's made a lot of fans in Ontario and Quebec. So I'm hoping that he'll be a regular every 3 or 4 years at our festival.
So tell us a little bit about the Grand River Blues Camp. What's that all about?
Grand River Blues Camp, that's become really a gem in our festival. The Grand River Blues Society started doing a camp, I can't recall, maybe 10 years ago. And we usually have about 50 participants, youth, during the week of the festival, learning the blues and learning music. And they're instructed by some very accomplished musicians in the region, Matt Weidinger, and we've had Sean Kellerman, Cheryl Leskam, and Jimmy Boudreau over the years, and John McKinley. So it's quite the thing. And their graduation is having a 2-hour performance to kick off the Kitchener Blues Festival at the BIA stage on Friday. It's usually packed, and it's lots of people are having a tear-jerking moment when they're watching that. It's really something to behold. And we're quite proud to be hosting that show every year.
And the whole area is fantastic. There's hotels, plenty of restaurants all through the festival. So anyone that's going there, and there's all kinds of seating. It's just, I think it's one of the top festivals in Canada.
Well, thank you, Ken. Thank you. We really work hard at it. We're 100% volunteer driven board, and we're working board. And I do this as in a volunteer capacity. I've been working at the same job for the last 36 years. So this is truly a passion of mine. And I thank everybody else on the board.
Well, your passion has been recognized. You just won a Maple Blues Award for Blues Yes. Booster of the Year. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's quite humble to get that.
So for our listeners out there, where can they go to find out the schedule and other information on the festival?
So to get the schedule on the festival, you can go to KitchenerBluesFestival.com. And if you would like to purchase tickets, you could, there's a link on the website to purchase tickets for Sam Roberts and Whitehorse, or you could visit ticketscene.ca to purchase tickets. Our Facebook is quite active, and we're making announcements and doing that sort of thing. And our brochures with quite popular, actually, the little handouts with the entire schedule of the festival. There'll be over 80 performances at the festival this year. 39 on three stages, 6 on another stage. We've got the children's stage. We've got 10 bars that are doing shows on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and some on Sunday. And workshops. We've got workshops going on. So I counted it. We've got a total of 80 shows happening.
No wonder it's a year-round venture for you.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Typically, I start working on it. I take a break after the festival, but I start booking bands, I guess, in September to get it going. Yeah.
Well, it's a fabulous festival, and I encourage everybody to go. It's a great time. I'll be there, and I can't wait for it. Claude, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Ken.
I always try to do everything right. I always try to do everything right. But when things go wrong, I step into the night. Give me a shot, give me one more. Give me three, better make it four. I take a bucket of beer, now wine over there, and I swear I just don't care until the morning.
Until the morning.
When I awake.
When I awake.
Until the morning. When I awake,
when I awake,
I got way more trouble than a hurricane. Yeah, this rock baby.
Darling,
you just got to understand.
I got to understand.
Now please, darling.
Please, darling.
Just got to understand.
I got to understand.
Well, that you're dealing with a complex man. Give me a shot. Give me one more. Give me three. Better make it four. Take a bucket of beer. That wine over there. I swear. I do declare that I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Just give me some time.
Just give me some time.
That I love you.
Hey, I love you.
Just give me some time.
Just give me some time.
And then I'll show you, sweet baby. I'll take you over the wine.
Take me over the wine.
Well, then I'll show you, sweet darling.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take you over the wine.
Take me over the wine.
Then I'll show you, sweet baby. Oh, yeah. Bartender, why don't you pour me and my good friend Ray over here a drink? I declare we need one.
Why don't you pour him four?
We just heard Cheryl Lescombe and the Tucson Choir Boys from the album of the same name. What we're going to do now is cram in as many songs from the artists that will be performing. We're going to feature the Canadian artists. Up first, Harrison Kennedy from his newest release, Thanks for Tomorrow. We got Just Wanna Play. And then Jim Dandee from his album, Real Blues.
Just wanna know if she's still alive. This is the real blues. This is the real blues. I said, well, it won't be long till the cards are drawn in the real blues. Oh, oh. I offered her my heart that day. Like a dog, she just ran away. This is the real blues.
Kitchener Blues Festival, billed as incredible talent, killer tunes, and great times. I can testify to that. I've been there many a time, and I will be there again this upcoming festival. Up next, Man on the Radio, a tune by Danny Marks, and then Match a Desk Parish from the album Saturday Night.
Take my hand, understand. I'm the man on the radio. You're just in time for the show. I wouldn't start it without you. Come with me and you will see. We can go where you want to go. The man on the radio will take you there. Together.
okay.
Oh, no.
highlighting the artists that will be performing at the Kitchener Blues Festival. This is their 20th anniversary festival. First off, we've got Aaron McCallum from It's Time, Band-Aid Solution. And also appearing, David Wilcox. We've got the song, When You Mistreat Her.
If you tell a white lie, well, you're just passing time. If you're just talking trash, it'll get you on down the line, yeah. Well, you might have fooled someone, but the drink won't last. You get it by for now, and then it runs out fast. It's just a Band-Aid solution, don't you know? You've been talking in circles, hoping things will turn out fine. When you're running on sand, where you just can't turn on a dime, yeah. Well, you might have fooled someone, but the trip won't last. You get by for now, and then it runs out fast. It's just a Band-Aid solution, don't you know? Your life on lay away. Tell Paul that you pay Peter, and Peter that the check I sent today. Yeah. Well, you might have fooled someone, but the trip won't last. You get by for now, and then it runs out fast. It's just a Band-Aid solution, don't you know? You gotta get yourself together. You just can't slide. Don't you know? It's a Band-Aid solution, don't you know?
Going to be a great time at the Kitchener Blues Festival. Downtown, lots of places to stay, great restaurants, and you're guaranteed a good time. Up next, Al Lerman from his album, Northern Bayou. We've got Down to the River, and then Alfie Smith will also be there. Man Makes the World Hard. This is from his album, Brass and Steel.
Early in the morning, when the rooster crows, that's when I get up and grab my pole. You got a dirty mind, I'm at my fishing pole. Down to the river, down to the water, down to the river where the water runs deep. Down to the river, down to the water, down to the river, to the place I wanna be. I hope I get a bite on my line. I hope I get a bite on my line. It's gonna be a fine day, look at all the sweet sunshine. Slow. And when I get a bite, we'll be eating good for sure. You know the fish can't resist when I use my lucky lure. Going down to the river, down to the water, down to the river where the water runs deep. Down to the river, down to the water, down to the river, to the place I want. I hope I get a bite on my line. Hope I get a bite on my line. It's gonna be a fine day. Look at all the sweet sunshine.
And you pray to God when all else trials face. And you pray to God when all else fails. When the devil's at your gate, don't you call his name. And with his seven signs, I will make you mine. I will change your fate. Every word you spit is hate. Your whole life's a lie, never born to shine. Your whole life's a lie, never born to shine. Everyone rides the trains, no one rides the rails. All things end in pain, mortals left to blame. The judgment game, every sin cuts the same. And they hate you for your joy, and they love you for your pain. And they hate you for your joy, but they love you for your pain. But they hate you for your joy, but they love you for.
Great time it's going to be at the Kitchener Blues Festival. There's plenty of seating and there's all kinds of stages so you can go back and forth from one to the other. We've got Douglas Watson from Broken Hearted Man, and then Zoom and Sean Kellerman, they're going to be performing. We got a tune from their album, Chocolate Cake.
Broken-hearted man, y'all, trying to find a road again. No matter which way I go, always come to an end. I went down the highway, I went a little too far. Went down the highway and a little too far. I'm feeling so sad. My friend. Blues. Oh, I was born
blues. I ain't never had a decent pair of shoes. I was born to sing the blues. I was raised on a little farm. Oh, I was raised on a little farm. Oh, my daddy, he didn't mean no harm. I was raised on a little farm. My skin is black. My nose is white. I got a big butt and it's drenched in pride. Some call me a clown. Some people call me nigger. But not when I'm around. I don't care what you call me. I paid my dues. I will go to sing the blues. Sang the blues. I was born, born to sing the blues.
The Kitchener Blues Festival. It doesn't get much better than this one. It's the biggest there is, and it's free. Two more bands that will be performing, the John McKinley Band from Window on the World and the Dylan Wickens Band from a single called Burn It Down.
I do believe you lose your mind. You know she just sheep to a shepherd, like a moth to a flame.
Again, the Kitchener Blues Festival runs August 4th through the 7th. If you love music, this is a must-attend festival. That wraps up our show for this week. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with one other band that is going to be performing at the Kitchener Blues Festival, Elliot and the Audio Kings. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on Indie 101.5. Blues Source International is coming up next.
At the touch of you.